Sheila Walsh is a powerful Bible teacher and best-selling author from Scotland with over 5 million books sold. Her international ministry has reached more than 5.5 million women by combining honesty, vulnerability, and humor with the transforming power of God's word. I actually heard her speak earlier this year at Colour Conference, and look, she was phenomenal. She's got a brand new book released here in Australia next week, 5 Minutes with Jesus, Making Today Matter, and she joins us on the line now. First of all, Sheila, tell us the story behind your idea to write this book.
Well, really, it's because for the last 20 years, just traveling and speaking to women, I've had the privilege of speaking to over 5 million women in the last 20 years. And the one thing that became really clear to me is that women are just, we're just so busy. We're so overcommitted. You know, we're trying to be good moms. We're trying to be good wives. We're trying to be good at our job. And so many women have said to me, listen, I would love to study God's word. I would love to spend more time, but I'm just so busy. So I wanted to find something that was doable. You know, whether you're, you know, just grabbing 5 minutes between jobs or, but particularly first thing in the morning, I thought if we could all just begin our day, even just grabbing 5 minutes alone with the Lord, then it would change the kind of how we view everything that happens that day. So I wanted to make the format of the book easy to do. So it's just like a little devotional, a takeaway thought. And then I've copied out 5 scriptures that are, you know, tie in with the theme. So you don't even, like, if the cat stole your Bible during the night, you don't even have to find it. You know, the scriptures are right there. So I just wanted something that would be easy for women to do.
In the devotional titled Offering You're Not Enough, you write something that resonates with all of us. It says, hear this, Christ never expects us to bring what is needed. He asks us to give him what we have, and he makes it work, often with leftovers. Tell us the story behind this devotion.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because if you study the 4 Gospels, some of the miracles are in 1 or 2 Gospels, but the one miracle that's in all 4 is the feeding of the 5,000. And I find that fascinating, because it's not the most, I mean, it's a huge deal, but it's not the most amazing miracle. I mean, there's miracles where people were raised from the dead. They are not in all 4 Gospels. So I started to ask the Lord, Lord, why is the feeding of the 5,000 in every Gospel? Why is that so important? And it really came down to this. I mean, they all tell the story slightly differently, you know, because they're all different personalities. But the thing that really amazed me was in one of the Gospels, Jesus says to one of the disciples, you know, when they're saying, look at this crowd, because if there's 5,000 men, you know, there's got to be like 14,000 people. I mean, because there's women and there's children, and there's grandparents and dogs and cats and a couple of sheep. But Jesus turns to one of the disciples and says, what do you have? I mean, if you've got a crowd that size, if you've got women, you know there's food on that hillside. There's no way the only person that had food was that little boy. If you've got women, you've got snacks. But the only, everybody else looked at what they had and thought, well, that's not enough. The only one who gave what he had was a little boy. And what I've discovered is if you give your not enough, because every day, Emma, I don't have enough. I don't have enough to be a good wife. I don't have enough to be a good mom. I don't have enough to get up on stage and speak. I don't have enough to do anything. But if I take my not enough and I give it to Christ and he adds his more than enough, that's when miracles happen. And Jesus will never ask you for what you don't have. He'll only ask you, what do you have?
So, so true. Now, Sheila, in one devotion, you talk about your morning routine and what you try and recite the moment you wake. Tell us.
Well, it's one of my favorite verses for the morning. And so every single morning when I wake up, this I remember this. It's Psalm 143, verse 8. And this is what it says. It's a brilliant way to start the day. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. I love that it says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. I'll fail the Lord. He'll never fail me. Mm. But I put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. And then I say this simple prayer. I just say, good morning, Lord. I don't know where you're going today, but wherever you're going, I'm coming with you. Because the safest place to be is where Jesus is.
So good. And what do you think happens when we set aside 5 minutes each day to focus on God's truth?
I think what happens is that it changes the way you see your life. Because first of all, the first thing I would say to somebody is, I hope you get it that God is for you.
Mm.
Like so many people think that they're a disappointment to God, and that is not true. I mean, when Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," he meant that he's done it all. He didn't say, "Well, that was a good start. Now the rest of you get on with it." I mean,
yeah.
He finished the job. He paid the price. So right now, at this very moment, even if you haven't picked up your Bible in 20 years, even if you don't know where it is, and you haven't been to church, you know, since your mother dragged you there for Christmas, I want you to know that God loves you. And he knows everything that's true about you. He knows everything you've ever done. There are no secrets. I mean, I think, imagine if, like, you decide to go to see a movie, and when you walk in, instead of it being, you know, the latest Mission Impossible, it's actually a movie about your life. Everything you've ever done, everything you've ever said. I mean, most of us would want to take the first slow boat to China. God has seen your movie. That's the brilliant thing. God has seen your movie and he loves you. So I would simply say, if you spend a few moments not trying to ask God, you know, I know I'm a mess up, but just sitting there and letting God tell you how much he loves you, it really will change your life.
And Sheila, a question I think a lot of people are probably wanting to ask, as a wife, mother, author, Bible teacher and speaker who is constantly on the go, how do you find 5 minutes each day?
You know, that's a great question, Emma, because most of us are ridiculously busy. You know, I read something really interesting. I was reading about the life of Martin Luther, who was a 16th century reformer of the church. And he said, the busier I get, the more time I spend in prayer. And that was really interesting to me, because sometimes the busier I get, the more things get pushed to the side. But I've really discovered if I want to be, you know, a woman who loves God and a woman who you can tell has been in God's presence, then that's what I need to do. So instead of, I don't condemn myself if I don't grab the first 5 minutes, even if I'm stuck in traffic, it's a great place just to sit and talk with the Lord. You know, if you're waiting to pick your kids up from school, It's a great place to just grab those moments when, you know, when life is going on all around you, and just remember that Christ is with you in it. You know, whether you're sitting, even somebody might even be listening right now in a hospital waiting room, and maybe something terrible has happened. Maybe someone you love is sick. Just remember that Jesus is with you. He said, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you." And remembering that gives us strength for what we don't have strength for.
And Sheila, how has spending 5 minutes in God's Word each day changed your life?
You know, it's interesting. I honestly learned this whole principle, Emma, in the worst days of my life. I used to, years ago, I hosted a TV show in the States called The 700 Club. And I went from being on that, the co-host for 5 years, to being in the locked ward of a psych hospital, diagnosed with severe clinical depression. I've been running from it really all my life. My dad committed suicide when I was 34. And before he did that, my dad attempted to kill me. And as a five-year-old girl, you know, you don't understand mental illness. All I knew was that my dad seemed to hate me. And I kind of buried that deep inside and just kind of tried to stay busy. And I thought, well, the only way I'll get through this is if I serve God. So I just kind of used the church as a place to hide. I just got busier and busier. And it was interesting because God in his mercy let me hit the wall at 200 miles an hour. And when I ended up in that psych hospital for a month, literally all I could do each day was to take one verse. I couldn't read chapters in my Bible. I couldn't do anything like that. I would literally just, like I'd take one verse, like Psalm 27, verse 1, where it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" That was as much as I could read. And I would just sit with that all day. And it was the beginning of realizing not this busyness of, you know, reading, 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 praying, 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 but just sitting with God's word and letting it just kind of soak into us that really began to change my life. And it was in that dark place where I was locked up that I realized what I should have known all along, that I'm not the good news. Jesus is. And that really changed everything for me.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. And Sheila, what do you hope readers of all ages will take away from this book?
What I hope they'll take away from this book is that, you know, you get to show up as you are as a believer. You know, you don't have to, so often we think, well, I have to look a certain way, I have to talk a certain way. I was speaking at a conference recently, and I slipped out at the break just to get some fresh air because it was hot in the arena. And there was a woman there who was smoking. And the minute she saw me, she put her cigarette out. And I went and sat beside her on the side. And I said, don't put your cigarette out. Just, you know, be yourself. God lets you come as you are. And I think that's what I really hope that people will get from this. You know, as you are at this very moment, God's crazy about you. So come as you are, let him love you, and it'll change your life.
Sheila, thank you so much for having a chat today. And this book is in all good bookstores as of next week here in Australia. Plus, we're going to be giving away a few copies next week right here on the show. So listen out for your chance to win as well. Thanks so much, Sheila.
Oh, I loved it, Emma. I love talking with you. And I hope I get to meet you this October when I'm over in Australia for C3 conference.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Emma. It was awesome talking to you.